In most recent elections, Democrats have struggled among rural voters. But in the midterms, some Democrats found ways to improve their margins in rural areas. NPR's Ximena Bustillo reports.
For years, Democratic organizers have been trying to find a way to break back into the rural demographic. Matt Hildreth, executive director of the progressive community group Rural Organizing, recalls a 2018 meeting in a community center basement in Athens, Ohio.
And the conversation we had was about, you know, how do you improve margins and progressive performance in these communities? And literally the motto that came out of that meeting was lose less. And we kind of said it tongue in cheek. Like, we kind of laughed at it when we said it, like, well, we don't need to win. We just need to lose less.
And come the 2022 midterms, many Democrats did lose less. Republicans still took home the lion's share of the rural vote. But some Democrats made inroads in rural areas. One example is Pennsylvania's Democratic Senator-elect John Fetterman. He flipped a seat previously held by a retiring Republican. And the victory was attributable to not only strong performance in suburban areas, but also by gaining more votes in rural areas than Joe Biden did in 2020. Democrats saw similar success in parts of Illinois, Arizona, and Washington. Now both parties are setting the stage for the 2024 election. Many items like healthcare access, student debt relief, and abortion protection are popular among rural demographics. But rural advocates say the Democratic Party often fails to communicate its policies to rural voters. Here's Hildreth again.
I have a lot of questions about what the White House is going to do, frankly. Like, what is the lesson that the White House will take from this election? And will they listen to these Democrats who showed up and listened, have an agenda, and are delivering results?
Advocates like Hildreth want Democrats to be more present and to communicate directly to rural populations. And there's the changing demographic to consider. Recent 2020 census data found rural areas are diversifying even as their populations are declining. Ximena Bustillo, NPR News, Washington.